This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, August 17, 2022, a commemoration of Pope Pius XII, by Father William Doc Holliday.
The harvest is great, but laborers are few. May the words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Those words should resonate with us more than probably they ever have when you look at the state of the church. We have to love her because she is perfect. She is divine in origin. It is the things that beset her from inside and outside where the problems lie. If we don't deal with them, the problems are exacerbated. We just have to realize this. And we have to realize, and I always say, everything that is corrective has to start in here, then it flows to other people, and then it flows to parishes, and then it flows to the church in general. This is where strength comes. But we never want to look at it as if it can in any way, shape, or form be a human endeavor as far as what we can do to strengthen the church. It has to be in conjunction with the Holy Spirit and the graces that he gives. We have to appreciate this aspect of it. This is why it is so important to ask for the intercessions. Whenever you ask intercessions, you should always ask intercession from a saint that is in some way, shape, or form. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but it's better. It's more efficacious. If you choose a saint that, let us just put it in this, dealt with those problems before. This is what we wanted. It's real easy to do. All you got to do is Google search. Patron saint of fill in the blank. You'll get a whole list. Pick one of them. You know, we also have our favorites. You know, that's good too because they're your favorites because in some way they resonate with you. So, you know, that works out well too. But this intercessory thing is so, so important. It's not a matter of being so important. It's imperative. Is imperative. This is why one of the articles is of our faith in the Apostles' Creed is that we believe in the communion of saints because they've been where we are. You start talking about praying to our Lord and his intercession, which is how we get our prayers answered through his. He's God. God and man, 100% God, 100% man, but still God. You can even kind of Blessed Virgin Mary and her intercessions. The Blessed Virgin Mary, yeah, she's a creature, not God, nothing divine there, except she was immaculately conceived. So we can kind of, she was immaculately conceived, she was sinless. Those are kind of, you know, I mean, absolutely necessary. But this is why we have the community of saints, because we can relate to them. They can relate to us. Their experiences resonate with ours. This particularly when, again, you gravitate toward one who is not only some that you have an affinity with, but that you know that has dealt with a situation in which you find yourself. I started this out by discussing the church. This applies to individuals, but I'm really, you go here, come here more than a couple weeks, you're going to hear. We got the, we got some serious problems we got to deal with. We can do our best, but we're not going to fix anything without the intercession of the saints. And that's why we need to pick tonight. Okay, could you do this vote of mass? Could you do this vote of mass? You know what? I need to get really specific. I need to start because I've been having people ask me, what should I pray about? We just had some folks go on a pilgrimage. Do you have any intentions? Yes, I do. This is it. Please raise these up at Lourdes. And from what I understand, they did. This is the way we should be working things. if you truly talk about having problems and need them fixed, yeah, we could do what we can, but we also need to, on the spiritual side of the coin, be going to saints who have dealt with what we're dealing with. Tonight, what should vote about? You know what? I want the intercessions of a saint that has dealt with problems such as we deal with right now. Not the same exact thing, but the fact that, let us just say, a hot mess. And the one that stuck out in my mind was Pope Pius XII. Pope Pius XII, what a holy man. He is venerable. Pray God he will be a saint. And one of the reasons he's not right now is because of what he dealt with when he was in this world. I always talk about praying to Our Lady. Absolute necessity. You know, she's the big guns. Currently, I wanted to pray to Our Lady for this. Make sure you pray to her under her title, Our Lady the Undoer of Knots. Because we are so messed up right now. There are so many things going on that we need that. We need Our Lady the Undoer of Knots. We need the intercession of a pope, because he was a pope. He understands what it was to run the Catholic Church for 2 decades. So it wasn't just a few years. For almost 20 years, he runs the church. He ran it well in some of the most trying times of history. This is what I mean about going to somebody who's been there, with whom the situation resonates. In the gospel tonight, I'm going to step back and look at this for the forest for the trees. Our Lord Jesus Christ in the gospel, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless. Harassed and helpless. The Greek words that are used there are actually very, very base Greek words. And they basically have the connotation of a hot mess. It's not harassed by any one big thing or bothered by it. It's being bothered and harassed by a thousand little petty persecutions and annoyances. Yeah, is there some big things going on? Yes. Were there some big things going on when our Lord said those words? Yeah, but he's used these words about being harassed and being bothered, like, continuously. They always say, you know, if you're like me, I've really taken a step back about, oh, I'm going to look at this, I'm going to look at that. People send me things, I may or may not look at them. There is no set places that I go when I wake up in the morning. I just kind of do a cursory look at the headlines and go, let me check this one out. Let me check that one out. But I'm really select in how I go, because you can get depressed. There is no need for that. Our Lord said, be anxious for nothing. And we do have to step back and look at the supernatural nature of the church. Supernatural nature. Sounds weird. The supernatural aspect of the church. When you look at her supernatural aspect, our Lord says, the gates of hell will not prevail against her. So we don't have to worry about the church ceasing to exist. We would really like an alleviation of these 1,000 annoyances and bothers that our Lord speaks about as being sheep that are harassed and bothered. This is what we need. And people that are going to do that are people with whom it resonates. Pope Pius XII, he was pope from 1939 until 1958. 1939, he becomes Pope in March, September, World War II starts. Wars actually kill some popes. St. Pope Pius X, World War I started, and he was just so beside himself about that whole thing, he died within a month after World War I. He had tried to do things to prevent the conflagration, and it didn't work for him, and he was just overwhelmed. So he died. So wars can actually kill popes, literally. Pope Pius XII, March he becomes Pope, September, Poland is invaded. He deals with that. He tries to keep it, you know, he's doing everything he can and with his diplomatic skill to keep things limited. Everybody, the Germans invaded Poland, so did the Russians. The German invasion of Poland. It was the Germans and the Russians who invaded Poland. So they're dealing with that, and he's trying not to take sides because he's in the Vatican that's in the middle of Italy. And Mussolini is playing footsies with Hitler. So he's in a real precarious position. Well, oh God, I just hope this stays at Poland. And no, then they invade the Low Countries, Holland, Belgium, France. he's got to take a stand. He condemns that. The Germans are all upset. First, he condemned that. And a lot of people don't know this. They actually opened the archives just a couple years ago for Pope Pius XII, so they actually know what he was actually funneling as best he could information to the Allies. He actually brought up the Holocaust and what was going on and things like that. But people were all busting his chops. Oh, he was Hitler's Pope because he didn't say anything about the Holocaust. That wouldn't have been the most prudent thing to do because, again, being in the middle of a country that's an ally of Germany's. He is worried about German Catholics. He's worried about Italian Catholics. He doesn't want those places reacting to what he does by persecuting the church any more than they already are. I mean, it's a Sunday. Because it was Sunday, we didn't hear about, I mentioned his name in Mass, but St. Maximilian Kolbe. Why was he in a concentration camp? Because he was a Catholic. A lot of Catholics died in the concentration camps. This is a reality thing. This man is tap dancing through this minefield. And then, after the war's over, then he's got to deal with this modernist stuff that's going on. And he's trying to, because it's really rearing its ugly head bad. And he's trying to, keep things tight. And he's trying to, because you hold on too tight, things can kind of blow up on you. So he's trying to play a couple sides of a fence right here without offending any major parties. That's the whole rest of his pontificate. The first 10 years, war stuff. Second 10 years, dealing with church stuff. And he had a papacy, was a can't win for losing papacy. And I said before, that's why he's not a saint right now. Because there are people who just will not let it go about, oh no, he should have said more, he should have done more. No. But all this being said, this is why we go to him. He dealt with this. He dealt with the heresies and the bothers of the church from both the world and from within the church. Same thing we deal now. Because what we're talking about here is individual. When you have a problem, when you have a personal problem, God forbid, you get cancer. What's the first one? St. Peregrine. Yep. He's the cancer guy. Go to St. Peregrine. He's the cancer guy. There's others, but he's the biggie. You've got when we have world problems, who do you go to for that? Name your poison. Wars, famines, pestilence, plagues, pandemics. You go to some saints that dealt with that stuff. St. Aloysius Gonzaga. He died because he didn't quarantine himself. He died because he went to the hospital and ministered to plague victims. Like St. Damien of Malachi. Oh, no. You guys stay over there, and we'll shut down Mass and everything. No, he went there because they had leprosy. He did what good Catholics do. Times were bad. He tried to deal with it. Cost him his life. These are the saints we go to for things like that. For the church, we go to people like Pope Pius XII. This is how this intercessory thing works. Because we need his intercession that men will be prepared for all levels of faithful service to the church. We need to be praying for men in high school right now that will be priests in 15 years. We need to be praying for a priest that's or a bishop that's right now to be pope in the future and to be faithful when he assumes that office. We need to start praying for that now, but we need to go to intercessors who particularly have an affinity for what we're praying for. So this isn't a matter of needing pastors right here and now. We also need intercessors. We need people on this side of the veil, and we need people on the other side of the veil. This is what this is all about. This is what our Lord is talking about right now. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in the harvest. Intercession. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he send out laborers into his harvest. Pastors, intercessors, pastors. After we're here and we pastor, we go over the other side. God willing, we're intercessors. We cannot, our Lord says, both sides of the coin. We need both sides of the coin. In the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Ghost.